The Crows SANFL team, they got smashed by Nord in their last game of the year. They finished eighth, but joining us now for a bit of a wrap of the year and how it all went is their coach, Heath Uni. Heath, thanks for your time.
Good boys. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, not a good way to finish, but nevertheless, how did you assess or rate the year, Heath?
Oh, look, yeah, it's difficult. We didn't put a number of wins on it and at the start of the year. Look, in the end, we would have loved to win a couple more games and sort of push for finals. First half took us a little bit of time to get going for a number of reasons, but certainly the second half year, bar, you know, the Port Adelaide game at Alberton and then obviously Saturday night's game, we were really competitive and, you know, we had some really good results and we feel it was a pretty successful year for our first year.
So, Heath, tell us, what did you learn about the things that worked and what didn't work?
Oh, look, the first thing is obviously what we wanted to do and one of the philosophies early was to get our guys and play in the same system as the AFL and we're able to suppose measure that on a weekly basis. So we're able to coach them in context of the things that obviously Brenton had been working yep. on through the summer and then obviously during the week we're able to try and execute that game day and we're able to coach them on game day the way we wanted to. And we feel, you know, there's a number of players in this system have developed extraordinarily well throughout the course of the year. Riley Knight, we feel he wouldn't have probably played league footy at Woodville early because they were quite successful. We got 14 games or 15 games in the end. Charlie Cameron is another one. You know, I feel he wouldn't have probably played league footy at other clubs with his form early on, and we're able to coach him out of some areas that, you know, he's gone on now and he's playing quite well at the next level. So they're probably two players specifically that the system has catered for those guys.
And Heath, I'm assuming the system, while it's been good for some of the players, has probably been even better for the coaches, and that development of the coaches might be the big bonus.
Yeah, look, I feel, you know, first time sitting in the chair as a senior coach, you know, I had some experience at under-18 level, but yep. it's certainly different. As you guys would be well aware, sitting in that hot seat, sometimes it can be really challenging. I was fortunate enough to have some experienced guys next to me in Peter Jonas, Alan Stewart. Yeah, obviously Tate, he was learning alongside me. And Jared Cotton, who had been at Nord for a number of years. So we were able to develop along the way. At times we had to put ourselves back and have a think about what we're trying to do with these players. But sitting there sometimes, winning's important to us and that can sometimes take your focus away from coaching. So we learned a lot as coaches, but more importantly, the players learn a lot throughout the course of the year.
Centre square clearances, kick-ins, structures, set plays, ball movement, you can see they mirror each other. But the other things that worried me that they mirrored, and I don't know whether you guys are mirroring them or them you, is your slow starts, your turnovers, and then the overuse of handball, the kick-to-handball ratio under real heat, Heath.
Yeah, look, it is. And sometimes you'd sit in game reviews, to be honest, and watch the AFL game review, and it'd be like watching our game on the weekend as well. So we were mirroring, I mean, some really good things in the way we want to structure up and the way we want to play, but at times we turned the ball over. And one of the great things about the SANFL, it's a fantastic competition. It's tough, it's contested, and it comes with a lot of pressure. And for some of our guys at different stages, we had 14 guys against Nord on Saturday night who were in their first or second year of playing senior footy. And to be exposed to that pressure can only put them in a good place going forward with their AFL careers.
Well, I'm not going to be critical of players or your SANFL show because I can understand playing as a team with top-up players would be hard, Heath, but when I watched your guys a lot, players were playing to get themselves a call-up in the AFL rather than playing for the team. Now, that might sound critical, but it's just an assessment when you sit there. Did you feel a bit of that as well?
Not necessarily, to be honest. These guys, obviously they want to play AFL, but I didn't feel that as a coach. I'm not sure what players you're referring to, but
well, I don't want to individualise, but Heath, you look at the team, and I'll just go back to the Nord game, and I saw it. They played as a team and as a unit, and I'm not saying that you aren't having a crack as a team, you are,
yep.
and the team aspects, but is it really there, Heath? It's only an assessment. It's not a, not a negativity. Yeah. It's an assessment.
Yeah, look, yeah, I've been as a player. I've been in their shoes.
Yeah.
Boys, as a player, as a AFL-listed player going to a club with all different players from different clubs, and it's a challenge at times. And, you know, we did take a little bit of time to get going, but you've got to understand is that I don't think you can say we weren't playing as a team. We got 14 or 15 guys in their first or second years, and hopefully you guys appreciate they don't get 100 games of experience put in their back pocket just because they're on an AFL list.
That's right.
That took them time to get used to the competition, and, you know, the competition's tough. I played in it for 10 years, and I understand how tough it is. And as much as they want to get up and play AFL, once they started to feel comfortable in their own skin and feel comfortable in the competition, our results took care of themselves. And, you know, the senior players that at times you may be referring to that are trying to get back in the AFL, they were fantastic. Brent Riley, Jason Paul Pleasure, Angus Graham, these type of guys. Behind the scenes and out on the field, they were trying to develop our young kids as best they can.
Brilliant.
And they were fantastic in their leadership. And I can't speak highly enough of those guys. As challenging as it is for them, and they want to play AFL, and we understand that. They were super in the development of some of our young guys on a weekly basis.
Well said. Heath, what players improved that you can name that will press a case, I guess, for AFL next year? Give us some names.
Riley Knight, not sure if you've seen much of him, but his running is outstanding. It's AFL running.
Wow.
And I feel he could possibly have played some AFL games this year. Once his body becomes hardened and another pre-season, I feel he'll be a good AFL player. We've obviously seen Charlie Cameron. Rory Atkins was in his second year. Rory didn't play a lot of senior footy last year at Sturt. I felt he made some real inroads in some areas that we wanted him to develop, and he was unlucky not to play a game a couple of weeks ago as an emergency. He's another one. Those three, who else would there be? Luke Thompson probably is another one that, in the end, our system and our model catered for him, and he was able to get back and play some senior footy at AFL level. He hadn't played a lot of senior footy in the last 2 years, and his form was able to get back in. So those sort of guys there would be ones I think would be pushing for regular senior footy next year.
Heath, how would you assess Lewis Johnson? I know he was interrupted with injury, but, you know, we hear the good parts. There's, you know, not everybody's going to prosper and do well. How would you have rated his season?
Louis, he struggled early, and he'd be the first to admit that in our system. But understanding Louis Johnson come North Adelaide, where he was the key forward and the one they went to a lot of the time, and he was then playing next to some other good forwards, and we were at times three or four of those types. And then, unfortunately, Louis got injured with that finger that didn't help him. And then when he come back, we just wanted to play him and give him another look in a position that may help his career long term, and that's in defence, because he's such a good reader of the footy and he's a lovely kick. We tried to get him behind the ball and hopefully give him another look at it. And yeah, his first two games back after injury playing in defence were quite encouraging. And unfortunately, on the weekend against Nord, I'm not sure, wouldn't have mattered who you put in defence, that ball was coming in pretty quick.
Yeah.
So it was challenging. But for Lewis, once again, he's got to put himself in a position and do a really hard pre-season and give himself every opportunity because he's a real talented player.
Are you in a better position now to make assessments and tough assessments on players given this 12 months and them under your banner for that entire period? Are you better equipped now to make calls on players? Are they positive or negative?
As a footy club, definitely, because what has happened, boys, is you're able to play them under your system altogether on any given day. So our coaches, that senior coaches assistant, our list managers, can have a look at them really closely on a weekly basis, whereas in the past it's really sometimes difficult to see them in all different teams. You don't get to see them weekly, so no doubt you get a greater look in on how they're going to shape up in an AFL team.
Crows SANFL senior coach Heath Uni, our guest, for a bit of a season wrap, Bone. Your top up players, what's their feedback been, and what can be done better there as far as talent?
Yeah, look, we're always striving to find the best available players to make sure that we have them to surround our AFL guys in the best environment for them to develop. Their feedback has been outstanding. They're really keen. A lot of them are keen to go on and commit with us for next year. It's really difficult to be able to go out. The SNFL are going to put some restrictions on us, both us and Port. I suppose the difference is, to be black and white, Port Adelaide development, top-up players, whatever you want to call them, Steve Summerton versus some of the guys we've got, you can't compare. Steve Summerton's 150-gamer. SNFL representative, versus some of our guys hadn't been exposed to SNFL footy. So the two models are different. I don't think you can compare the two. Going forward, I've already started trying to find players that that suit our model, and we'll do everything in our power to find the best available talent out there and give those guys an opportunity for next year.
One thing I loved was seeing so many of your AFL players rocking up and supporting and in the rooms after, and that's a diamond. Then you can build a club, Heath.
Oh, definitely, boys. As I said before, the guys like Brent Riley, fantastic on the field. Ben Rutten, like, for Sam Siggins to play next to Ben Rutten, for Charlie Cameron to play next to Taylor Walker, that's invaluable. But more importantly, behind the scenes, Monday to Friday, Scott Thompson, Nathan Van Berlo to sit with some of our young midfielders and watch their game and teach them Monday to Friday. But then on weekends, Scott Thompson sat in the box, Ben Rutten sat in the box, Dan Burlow sat in the box and was able to help coach him on game day. You can't buy that experience. You can't buy those opportunities. And as you said, that's where we'll continually build as a footy club. And, I think the Glenelg game, we had a huge crowd when Tex played. We had every one of our listed players at that game helping and developing our players. So it can only be a positive thing going forward.
Key defenders are going to be a concern now that Benny Rutten's gone. I know they'll try and trade or pull someone back, but you've got one there in Sam Siggins. You mentioned him. His year just got better and better and better with experience. Heath, how far away do you think he is?
Yeah, look, it's hard to put a gauge on it. Last year was and Sam's the first to admit it was a write-off in that he played reserves footy at North Adelaide, and he just struggled to meet the demands of AFL footy. He was an 18, 19-year-old kid, still really young and immature, coming from Tasmania. It was really tough for him. The system and our model really worked for him. As you said, he played on some pretty good P4s.
He did.
Ainger, he spent some time on Alloway. These type of guys have played a lot of senior footy at the level, and he competed really well, and he got better and better as the season went on. He's 193, can run, so he's physique allows him to play at the level. It's going to be whether or not he has got the drive to make it and whether he really wants to make it, and he has to put a really big pre-season in and continue to develop.
Hey, Heath, I think one of the other things off-field that's been a big bonus is the unity of the footy club that this has allowed to happen. Have you noticed that sense of belonging is a lot better now? That's always been something that's been a problem with blokes going back to local clubs that just feel a disconnect from the footy club. Has that improved significantly with the new model?
Yeah, look, it's been fantastic. And look, first I'll say to the original model or the model of the past, the SNFL clubs were fantastic. I was part of it. Mm. They really welcomed the players every day of the week to come back to the footy club. The challenge was for guys who were coming from interstate to have to be able to serve two masters, so to speak. Now those players, like a Jake Kelly, walked in and knows he's going to just play under one system and one model. And that just makes it easy for these young kids. I know as a player, when I went to Perth as a young kid, and I was under the old system where I had to go to a local club. My second year there, we had the same system as what we're experiencing now at the Adelaide Footy Club. My development, my football continued to improve, and I was able to develop under the one system. And I think you won't see the immediate impacts. 3, 4, 5 years down the track, I think you'll see some real benefit to this model.
Fantastic.
Who wins from here, Heath? You've played them all twice.
Look, Norwood obviously have been there the last 2 years and got the job done. Personally, I think Port Adelaide, if they get their players back, they were very good. They taught some of our young AFL midfielders how to play at the next level. So I'm talking Kane Mitchell, Andrew Moore, young, these guys, if they're able to keep them in the SANFL team, they're quality players and they make a huge difference. But both times we played them, they were outstanding.
Mm.
They just run really hard, which is a reflection of their AFL team.
Matt Crouch's numbers are just frightening for a kid. You know, it's a man's comp, the SANFL. It's a brutal comp. I haven't seen... Well, I had Richard Douglas as a young lad, even Gibbsy at the same age. I mean, he's been dominant, Heath. I mean, absolutely dominant.
He's a good player.
He can play.
The scary thing is he had, 28 that day at Adelaide Oval as well in three quarters. So finding the footy isn't a problem for Matt. He's just going to find it, and he's going to be tough. He's in and under. There's some areas we'll continually work on, his spread and his defensive transition and all these type of things. But a young kid, every young kid that comes out of the under-18 competition, under-18 SANFL competition, they're all the same problems same challenges that they have. Doesn't matter what level and what age when they come out. They're the challenges they're going to have as players, and we've just got to continually coach him. But one thing we don't have to teach him is how to find the footy. He's tough inside. His clearance numbers are unbelievable. He had 15 again on the weekend. He just knows how to find it. So that's one great thing. We don't have to teach him how to find the footy. I think he's going to be a really long-term prospect for the footy club. Imagine him and Brad in the centre square. You can build your midfield around those two for sure.
Let's see if he's in this week. Hey, Heath, thanks for your time, mate. A challenging year, but a successful one. Well said, and thanks for your availability, mate. Well done.
Hey, boys, thanks very much for your support. I know... first year being in, we've really appreciated it as a footy club, and all the best for the remainder of the year.
Well, good on you, Heath.
Heath Uni, our guest. Fantastic.
Brilliant. Had a really good year, some of them. Absolutely, I think so. I think and it will get better next year, better the year after. And they've got a couple of corkers out of there. Matt Crouch one, Charlie Cameron. A couple of their youngsters have really, really had successful years.
5-4.